It's the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. This week, we look at video games, as we are known to do. We do not sell them. I just like to talk about them. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I love the music from that game. Anyway, let's get on, shall we, with this week's news. First of all, we've got a lot of downloadable game news and some other hardware excitement and stuff. First of all, downloads. You can download Final Fight 2, the Super Nintendo game, or Gravitronix, a WiiWare game. Final Fight 2 is a beat-em-up involving Hagar and someone, and they hurt people. Also, Castlevania The Adventure Rebirth is coming as a downloadable game from Konami on the Wii in Japan on October 28th for $10. No word on a US date, but screenshots from Famitsu look awesome. They added stairs, they took away the ropes, and the graphics are just very 16-bit, and I love that, as you know. On the DSi, you can download Pinball Pulse, The Ancients Beckon. On the Xbox 360, you can download Axel and Pixel and Salmon Max Beyond Time and Space. Salmon Max is $20, and this is just one episode in a series, so that's kind of up there. PlayStation 3 owners, you can download a bunch of new games this week, including Detuned, which is sort of a visualizer for your music, Buzz Jr., Monster Rally, Mushroom Wars, and Tepetoy, The Great Tree Story. Prices range from $2.99 to $9.99. On the PS1, you can download Tomb Raider, or rather, the PS1 game you can download is Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation, for $5.99. It's also on the PSP, where there are a ton of games to download this week for $15 to $30, including Real Fishing, The Great Outdoors, Innocent Life of Futuristic Harvest Moon, Harvest Moon Boy and Girl, Astro Boy, the video game, Street Fighter Alpha 3 Max, Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition, Midnight Club LA Remix, Manhunt 2, and SOCOM US Navy SEALs Tactical Strike. I don't know if you want to play any of these games, but they're all there for you to enjoy. Okay, so I owe you a new game blurb of sorts, and let's talk about Thexter on the PSP. They released Thexter Neo, which is a remake of the 1980s game in which you could play as a robot that transformed into a jet, and it was kind of a side-scroller maze shooter game. Interesting combination from Game Arts. The new version is released by Square Enix. It's 2.5D. It's really 2D, but the characters are all polygons, and it's very three-dimensional-ish. There are 10 stages, and on easy mode, you can probably get through it in a couple of days, and on hard mode, you might not get through it anytime soon, but it's a lot of fun. I got a review copy from the delightful folks for my video game site, 16bit.com, and it really is a pretty good game, because you can transform, you have shields, you can shoot, and the enemies are really generic. That's the one thing about it I don't like. They have such care to put into the design of the main character, which looks like it could be from Gundam or something. It's just really, really well done, and your enemies are like little dots or squares or octagons with light in it, and it's kind of depressing. But the level design is really cool. There's a lot of flaming lava pits and futuristic corridors and a couple of boss monsters, which are pretty good. But either way, it's a fun little game for $10. Unfortunately, there's no demo, but it's really hard. And if you like old 2D shooter side-scroller games like Gradius or Salamander or stuff like that, like I do, you might find this really compelling. Also, what's really interesting is the transforming ability in the game allows you to fly. So it's kind of like what I would expect a Transformers game to be like if they were generally any good, because on the whole, most Transformers games are a little clunky. I haven't played the movie ones, I'll admit, but it's a great gimmick, and I like it a lot, and it's a good retro game. So if you're one of the six people out there that own a PlayStation Portable, this downloadable game might be worth your while. For $10, it's not bad. I enjoy it, but I've always wanted to play Thexter, and I saw the box art when I was like 6 or 7, and I was like, oh, I gotta try this, and now I finally get to try it many, many years later. So, yeah, there's that, and that's pretty much it, except new at Entertainment Earth. We have lots and lots and lots and lots of new items up, but one that may interest you guys is the Robotech Masterpiece Rand NPC Cyclone Volume 2 action figure. This giant, very well-detailed figure, ships free. It's $182.99 and qualifies for our free shipping promotion, where if you order $99 of in-stock merchandise, your shipping will be free in the United States. Can't beat that. But anyway, it's available now, and if you like Robotech, we have this, and it's pretty great. I'm Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. You can follow me on the blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com, and you can also listen to me again next week when I do another installment of the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. Goodbye.